Our guest this week for the Speargrass Golf Show is our favorite Aussie that lives in Canmore and works in the States, Luke Alvey. Sir, fresh off a plane back from New York. You're now what, commuting to Canmore?
Yeah, driving back into the glorious mountains. Good to be home. Season over for me, but not obviously for those fortunate enough to make it through to the BMW Championship, and then obviously those hoping to make it all the way to the Tour Championship the following week. It was a pretty exciting week out there in New York, though.
Yeah, it really was, and we had a surprising winner in Patrick Reed. He hadn't won for a while, but he's kind of one of those guys you expect to win at least once a year, and there he is, and all of a sudden, boom, up to number two in the FedEx Cup points, which of course matters for next week's event with those strokes being handed out, and of course that massive purse to the winner.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, that we think, oh, Patrick Reed, where did he go after he won the Masters? Well, you know, it was a massive achievement. Yes, there were some struggles at the Ryder Cup last year. There'd been some issues with relationships within not only his own family, but also with other players on the tour. But throughout all of the off-course issues, he never stopped working. And he toiled and toiled and toiled. His wife even brought David Ledbetter in on the eve of the Masters. But to be honest, players like that, they don't go in and out of form. They go in and out of confidence. And he'd lost a bit of confidence, but slowly after the last, let's say, 6 months, he's just been building that confidence up, and then this performance came out, you know, just when he wanted it to.
Speaking of a guy maybe dealing with confidence and rounding into form, we've seen a lot from Mr. Spieth in the last month in terms of some good numbers. He struggled mightily most of the season, but give or take a round here or there, he's actually been quite good for, I want to say, like a month. What have you seen from the man one major short of the career slam?
Oh, the Saturday Blues, Ryan. It's such a shame what's happened to Jordan Spieth this year. If you continue to watch the coverage, you'll know that on Thursday and Friday, he's in the top 10 players on tour in strokes, in scoring averages. That's sublime. But when he gets to Saturday, for some reason, whether there's a mental barrier or that his game is just not exactly where he wants it to be, so when the pressure's at its greatest, it crumbles. And he's like 5 to 6 shots worse over the course of the weekend. But he pulled out a big Sunday last week to get himself into this BMW Championship in Chicago this week. And just maybe because we know he's got the heart of a lion, he might find something miraculous and go and get a win or something and just put himself right back in the conversation winning this FedEx Cup. That's how quickly it can change. But for the life of me, I have no idea why Saturday has been his Achilles heel this year. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, crazy. Tell us about the track, the Funky Cold Medina in Illinois. This is a famous track. It's hosted some majors. We've seen history here. Tiger's done well. What more can you give us?
Yeah, well, it's hosted 2 stroke play championships in the last 20 years. And Tiger Woods won both of them. The 1999 PGA, when he beat that teenage scissor-kicking, jumping Sergio Garcia. In 2006, when he won another PGA championship there. But it also hosted what to me has been the greatest Ryder Cup of all time, and that was 2012, the Miracle at Medina, when the Europeans came back under the playing under the legend of Seve with Jose Maria Olazabal as captain and won. It's a golf course. It is an absolute brute. It is huge. It is hard. And it takes the absolute best players to win or play well around there. So, you know, you think of the guys who have been playing well nicely and recently. Again, it's no surprise. Brooks Koepka. I really like John Rahm here. He's starting to sneak his way right into that equation of, you know, this could be his FedEx Cup. Likes of Justin Rose, Justin Thomas, players, Rory McIlroy, they're playing consistently well at the right time here. So, you know, expect a big-name winner. Will Tiger Woods go and get a third here at Medina this week? Well, you're a braver man than I if you're going to part with your money and back him, because obviously last week we're thinking it's over. You know, we're in April celebrating the greatest comeback in the history of the game, and here we are in August, we're thinking this could be the end. The career's over. This is, he's withdrawing, his body's not right, but he's just managing his body. So we'll keep an eye on Tiger this week. Hopefully he can stay pain-free, That oblique strain, if it's not too much of an issue, but anyone who battles back issues, and obviously Tiger has been, knows just how chronic it can be. And it seems to be that case this season.
Yeah. He withdraws, what, six holes in or after one round at the Northern Trust. He hadn't played since the Open. You wondered if he'd play FedEx Cup playoffs at all. Now, it's huge money, and I think he'd committed to do it prior, so he's trying, but you and I probably wouldn't be surprised if this is a missed cut or even a my back's not feeling good, I'm done after day one.
There's no doubt that if he isn't feeling 100%, he's not going to risk it because he is absolutely doing everything he can to get whatever he can out of the rest of his career. So a FedEx Cup's not going to change his life, but another major will. So if this means, okay, gets eliminated this week or WDs this week, doesn't make it to the Tour Championship, he can shut it down right through to the end of the season. I know he's committed to Japan to play at an event, but he will absolutely not do anything that will impact him long term. So let's hope that Tiger's okay. He gets through this week and he's all right, but it wouldn't be a surprise if he's not to go all four rounds because, of course, it's a no-cut week this week. So regardless of how he plays, he's scheduled to play all four if he's fit and healthy.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, let's get to the drama of the week, and maybe we buried the lead, but this Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka stuff, I mean, I feel like this is Vince McMahon's script, and it's happening between the turnbuckles in front of 20,000 fans at an arena holding signs. This is amazing for golf. We never get this kind of stuff. The gentlemanly game is, it's like two guys standing back and smacking each other in the chest. This is good.
Well, thank God it's finally happened, Brian. Slow play has been an absolute blight on the game of golf, particularly at the pro level. I want to say for a decade now, and it's absolutely on the game's governing bodies, the PGA Tour, the USGA, the RNA, the people who govern this game, and particularly the professional game, it is on them. They absolutely must administer to the rules here. You are granted 40 seconds to hit a shot once you have arrived at your ball. That's the first player in the group. The other two only get 30 seconds. But for so long, they've allowed these players to get away with it because people say, oh, we're playing for a lot of money, we're under duress, they know how to manage the clock once they get put on the clock. But it's awful. It's killing the game. Golf was originally designed to be played in around 3 hours. For it to take 5.5 is absolutely laughable, and it has actually had a dramatic impact on participation. So this is the moment. This is the straw that has broken the camel's back. The Tour has said, we will address this issue now, and hopefully, just hopefully, this is it. No more slow play. It's easy to hit a golf ball in 30 seconds. I don't care how much money's on the line or major championship trophies. They're the best in the world at what they do. Just hurry up and hit the goddamn ball.
Yeah, well said. Has Bryson been scapegoated here, or is he a guy that is worse than everyone else? Because I kind of feel like there's a whole lot of guys that aren't playing quick, but it took the perfect recipe of a guy that maybe was a little bit different, not particularly well-liked. That's your easy scapegoat, and that seems to be the guy everyone's looking at all the time.
Right, because he is a bit quirky and whatever. Look, absolutely, Bryson DeChambeau is not the only one. I could rattle off a dozen names that you'd be like, what, really? They're shocking. And even Tiger Woods can get slow at times. Jordan Spieth. Jason Day, we all know JB Holmes is a disgrace. There are so many players out there that just waste time. I remember calling a shot from Ben Crane. It would have taken about 3 minutes from the moment he got to the ball to pull in the trigger.
Come on.
And he never got a fine for it. You know, that's just abhorrent. We're talking about there needs to be stroke penalties, absolute genuine deterrence. So, yep. DeChambeau's incident with going back to the green reading books three times and taking all that time on that short shot, when that came out on social media, that was sort of it. But it's so good that the number one and two players in the world right now, in Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy, are calling it out. They've had enough. They're like, we have the biggest voice in the game. Let's make our presence felt. Because as I said, it's really hurting the game. So, yep. Tough for Bryson DeChambeau, but, you know, he's made his bed. He's got to sleep in it.
Okay, a couple more for you. A note on the Canadians. Corey Connors and Adam Hadwin. Connors has really turned his season around in the second half. Not sure it's quite enough for a President's Cup bid, but he's been good. And Hadwin, pretty rock solid as well throughout the course of the season. Any thoughts on the Canucks here?
Yeah, I'd love to see one or both of them make it to Atlanta, and I'd really like to see one of them pull out something special this week to catch the eye of Captain Ells. I just, you know, Adam's a phenomenal putter and would be a great match play addition in the President's Cup. Obviously, Corey Connors had that breathtaking victory in Texas when he won in San Antonio. Yeah, he's had some solid results since, with that being spectacular. But I'd just love to see one of them make it through to Atlanta, hopefully one of them into the President's Cup as well, because it's been such a banner year for Canadian golf, and I think that that would be the perfect way to sign off on what's been a spectacular performance by the entire contingent. Five into the playoffs. Connor's victory was sublime. Obviously, what Brooke Henderson has done in the women's game is, inspiring millions to play the game as well, and women. But it'd be just great to see either Connors or Adam Hadwin, if not both, make it to Atlanta.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, you mentioned Rahm. Who else do you like here? I'm kind of on the Spieth front. There have been some shorter hitters that have done well at Medina in tournaments in the past. Tiger's not one of those, but some of the other guys that had some nice results were. And Tommy Fleetwood's had a nice little run, although last weekend seemed to be a bit of a hiccup.
Yeah, because I put my money on him last week. That's
there you go.
Before. Yeah, so I weighed him down with my dollars. Look, I'm bullish on Louis Oosthuizen this week, so I apologize to Oosty in advance for crushing his chances. But he's just started to really get that groove going. You watch players that are just finding consistent results or trending. He would be my standout for those who aren't the favourite. And again, Brooks, Rory, Rambo, you like Spieth. There's a number of players that all fit under that category. And we've seen it in playoffs where people get hot and they roll.
Yeah.
So why not Patrick Reed yet again? So let's just wait and see. But, I'm excited to see it again at Medina. And it's a great week. The final 70 here on tour are giving themselves a chance to win that big bounty at the end of next week in Atlanta.
Yeah, and it would be silly to not talk about Justin Rose. He's done so well at FedEx Cup playoffs in the past, cashed the big check last year. There's another name for those that might put a nickel or two down. Thank you, Mr. Alvey. We always enjoy you sharing some time with us, and I'm told you got a little getaway with the family plan, so enjoy the rest of the FedEx Cup playoffs whenever you can sneak away from the crew.
Thank you very much, mate, and I appreciate all the time over the course of the season. A joy to be on with you, and to everyone out there, hope you have some more happy times on the course this summer. And if you do find someone who's a tad slow on the course, just hustle them along. It's for the sake of the game to play a little quicker.
Yeah, just hit a screaming 3-iron at their knees. Okay. Thank you, Luke.
I can't endorse that.
Okay, never mind. All right, man. We'll catch up in hockey season. Maybe check out a game this year. Thanks, man.
Lovely, mate. Thanks, Ron. Cheers, buddy.